Homer boy said, how are you? Okay. We are. Nivra l'shimo sha'adam. We did this whole paragraph. Okay. Let's go to the end of chapter one, end of Perek Aleph. Kloloi shel davar. That person was not created for his matzav in this world, rather for his matzav in the next world. But the point is that his matzav in this world is an emtsoi, is a pathway to his matzav in the next world, tachlisi, which is the tachlis. Okay. Chazal, Rabim, Kvar. Okay? Then he brings rise. Then this is a paragraph that we were shtelling on last time. In the next paragraph, it says, Retire and pay attention. No Baal Seichel could believe. You can't think that the tachlis of creation was for this world. Why not? What is the value of this world? Okay, so you know that famous story, right? You ask a guy, oh, why are you working? You need money. So why need money? So take vacation. Why need vacation? Well, because I need to go work. So why are you working? Nothing ever really makes sense, right? So, I'm saving up money for my kid's college. So you're working like Michelle for your kid's college. Why do your kids have to go to college? Well, your kids have to go to college. They're not having a parnasa. Why do they have to have a parnasa? Because they have to send their kids to college, right? So. The where's the tachlis over here? That's what you, there's no tachlis. It's one big circle, one big run around. So what are you doing? You're just going in circles. So that's what he means. There's no tachlis. It means there's no where you're headed. There's no objective goal. So unless you say the objective goal is to make money. But what's the point of money? To buy what you want. Why? So a guy will tell you, what are you going to do with your money? You're going to go on vacation and relax. I'm relaxing all day without money. I don't even work. I mean, more relaxing you. Nothing really adds up. And number one, and second of all, there's no simcha in that because simcha objectively means that you've accomplished something. So there needs to be an objective accomplishment that's considered accomplishing so that someone can be simcha that they accomplished that. If there's no objective, if it's all subjective, that there has to be an objective goal. You may just say, "Shivim Bekama mine tsar v'cholom u'machoivim v'tirdois. V'achar kol zeh ha-mavis. Echa mine elef lo yemotzei shi'ar b'ha'olam lo yehanoyis v'shav ha-mitis." And not one in a thousand people that are proud and happy with their accomplishments. V'gam hu. Yilu yagil ha-mea shana kfar avar batam l'olam. Once you've already reached your age, it's done. V'lo yed ela shim tachas b'ir sa'ad l'mhaya l'tzar ha-olam zeh. L'ay tzar k'm p'nezer s'tunuh p'voy. Nishama kol kach ha-shuv v'olyon sh'tegdoy l'yoyis min ha-malochim ha-atzman. So this is an interesting point, he says. The mankind was created with a neshama. So if you're created with a neshama, what would be the point of creating a neshama for a mundane type of existence? A simple existence would not require a neshama. A neshama is a helaga, helaga l'kamimal. Why would you need a neshama if taklas? You were just created for the goof, for the mundane experience of this world. A shovel would not be necessary. Now, that's the repulsion. I mean, the point of it is, it ultimately is because the neshama is what stays around, and the neshama goes to the mappa, and the neshama is kayim lenetzach. I heard from Rameir Stern, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that if you go into an ant hole, you'll find that there's a lot of food in there. There's enough food for an ant to live for like 15 lifetimes. Right? So what's pshat? Because the ant does not think it will ever die. That's Pasuk in Kehelech. Atzel should go to the Nemala to go check out the Teva. Shem created that Teva. So he said, Be'emes's pshat is that mankind, and the person also, deep down, no one really thinks they're going to die. People are not cheshbonning that they're going to die. And so he said, why? Because Taka is like that. Because we don't die. The neshama lives forever. The guf separates from the neshama, but the neshama goes on. So the word is the neshama. Now, my question on this paragraph is that we're talking about someone that you're trying to prove to me that there's an olam hazeh. So what's your proof? Because there's a neshama. But some of he's arguing on olam haba, he's arguing on neshama also. Well, what's the proof? I'll bring you a proof that there's olam haba, because otherwise, why do you need a neshama for? The guy that needs the, that they're trying to prove it to doesn't know there's a neshama either, no? Teretz says everyone knows there's a neshama. The neshama is tapping onto a point over here. There's a certain spiritual thing that man, that human beings have, that even if you believe all this narskite at the end that they say, evolution and monkeys and all this stupidity, the mice at the end, they know it's not true. Because at the end, you ask someone at the very end, and you say, someone is standing there in the subway across the seat from me, and I like his watch. I want to steal it. Is that right? Or am I, what's wrong? Explain to me why I shouldn't steal it. Explain to me. Well, it's his. Okay, I want it to be mine. Go explain to me. No. Everyone understands. Everybody understands that there's a value system in a person, that there's certain basic morals that human beings are created with. A child at day one, right, at the youngest age, there's a concept of mine, yours. This is why we have to teach elements. This is why we're supposed to teach elements as the first thing to a child, because you don't touch someone else's money. But it's. Explain to them why it's right, why it's wrong. Maybe they won't understand why, saying Lashon Hara is bad. Okay. Maybe they won't understand why, tznius is important. Why even arayus is bad. But they'll understand that you can't go steal. They'll understand you can't kill. They'll understand that there's certain things you can't do. So why? Because there is a sense of value, of moral value. And this is a very big struggle in the secular world. What's that? Is why? In the animal kingdom, there is no set of morals. Right? So I think what he's saying is, I think that's what he means. The neshama means that everybody knows that there's something elevated about mankind. And it's that elevated spirit in the person which directs them and teaches them, tells them how to separate right from wrong. Does that make sense? Right? That's what I think he may be saying here. Okay. So now, Zokta, what's so special about the neshama? So if we have that, it must be it's here for a purpose. The purpose is not to enjoy this world. So why was the neshama placed in this world? Why does a person have to be created with morals, the way I'm touching it up? Why do you have to have a neshama, which is so elyona, which is looked by the person, which makes them a spiritual being? Okay, we'll stop it. It's my